to another episode of Meeting Pros. I'm your host, Kevin Finn, and we are broadcasting live from InventorAct 2014. Jessica Park, my co-host, could not be with me. She had a baby emergency, but she's listening live, and she's tweeting out, and she's with us in spirit. But this is our ISIS special, and we're broadcasting from the event. But I've got Bill Good in the studio with me, as usual. Welcome to the show, Bill.
Well, good morning.
So, how's the event going so far? How is ISIS participating in it? And just give me a little background there.
Well, ISIS is participating. We have a booth here. We also have many of our members who are wandering the halls talking to people. It's just another way of ISIS being able to interact with everybody.
Definitely. And I think you guys have a lot of your members here, too, as well. And there's a lot of different people with us here.
Heavens, yes. I walked in and I was surprised at how many people I knew from ISIS. And, of course, I'm surrounded by ISIS people right here at the table today.
Definitely. Well, we have some great ISIS people. We have the upcoming President Lori Harbin with TEP Catering, and I know her quite well. I've interviewed her a couple times. Definitely. Welcome to the show.
Glad to be here.
And first-timers here on the Business Radio X Mic, we have Ashley Miller with Blush Event Company and Cindy Brown with Cindy and Sharon, same-sex wedding photographers. Ladies, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Before we go into your backstory and learn a little bit about your companies, what have you guys been doing here at InventorAct, and what's so special about this? I mean, it's so cool. Our listeners can't hear it, but, I mean, they've got flashing boxes everywhere. They've got all the newest technology. What are you guys learning?
You know, what's awesome about InventorAct is that all of the associations came together to help produce it. So from an ISIS perspective, we're touching almost every piece of this event.
Definitely.
We had ISIS members on the design side of the committee. We had ISIS members on the education side of the committee. We have education powered by ISIS, demos by ISIS, covering everything from AV to decor to interactive games and photo novelties. So not only are we attending, we're exhibiting and educating.
And that's a big part of it right there, is that people can come here and have fun, but they're also learning a lot, and it's sort of advancing their skills in the industry. And I know there's a lot of workshops going on. I know you guys participate in that. Something that just wows me about the meeting industry and the event industry is that you've got the two biggest organizations. You guys have Gampy here, and instead of being like a West Side Story and you guys going at each other, you guys are really, you collaborate, and you're just here to better the industry.
Exactly.
Definitely. Well, let's go ahead and we're going to go talk to Bill a little bit. And Bill, what's going on? Lori, too, what's going on in ISIS and what events you guys have coming up other than this?
Well, our next meeting is going to be in a couple of weeks.
Our next meeting is on May 15th, and we are actually doing a co-meeting sponsored with NACE.
Okay.
So one of the things we hear from our membership is that sometimes there's too many industry events.
Okay.
So we're coming
really
together, and instead of having two separate, we're going to do one together on May 15th at 5 o'clock at the Academy of Medicine, and it's becoming an industry superstar. So we'll be featuring five of our members. We'll have Matt Clouser from Active Production, Jeff Terry from Peachtree Tents and Events, Tony Conway from A Legendary Event, Steve Bales from Bold American Design, and I'm totally blank on the fifth. Oh, Christopher Confero.
Oh, good. You didn't
leave
him out. Who
is a superstar wedding coordinator.
Those guys are all superstars. We've all
Absolutely.
Had them on the air. I mean, Tony Conway, everyone knows he's like the godfather of the event industry, really. Everyone looks to him. He's such a nice guy, too. So
that's what I love about Tony, is that he's totally approachable if you meet him out and about.
Definitely. You would never know like how much of like a godfather he really is in the industry. It's really special just getting to talk to him. Well, you guys brought two. Are you guys board members, or are you just members of ISIS here, Ashley and Cindy?
Well, I'm Ashley Miller, and again, I am with the programs committee, so
okay.
I am an active part of our organization.
Okay. And Cindy, what do you do with ISIS?
I am a member of the programs committee as well.
Perfect.
And both of you received special accolades last year, did we not? share a little bit about your involvement and what happened because of it?
Well, one of the things that I was blessed with being a member of ISIS was I was able to attend another conference, which is a lot like InterAct, where the name of that conference is the Special Event. And I was honored to be the recipient of the education portion of it. So I was able to go to Chicago, and ISIS took the bill.
Oh, really?
And I learned a lot. And it was a great experience for me being one of the newer planners in the association. Yes.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit about your business, Ashley, with the Blush Event Company. Tell me a little bit about it, what you guys do, what you guys specialize in.
Well, my company specializes in weddings and marriage proposals. We also do other social events, but marriage proposals is one of the new trends that's kind of hitting the scene a little bit more now, and we are definitely wanting to focus more on that and, you know, kind of get that client in the beginning of it all, you know, to where we're able to help the men create their love story and express their love story to the brides, and then able to also, you know, go along with the planning of the weddings also.
Well, that's a huge thing, too, and I just got engaged, so I'm going through that whole process. Thank you. But it is really, the guy wants to be the superstar, but he's not sure how to interact. Should he do little, give her away, do this or that? And you mentioned the proposal too is a huge part of it, and you guys help through the whole process.
Yes, we do. We help guide them, you know, throughout the full process. You know, we sit down with them and allow them to let us know what their love story, you know, is all about, you know, how they met, some of their favorite restaurants, you know, favorite things that mean a lot to her but also mean a lot to him, because it's your day together, mm-hmm. you know, and it's kind of that chance for the man to kind of show his stuff. It's your big day, you know, whereas the wedding is her big day. So, yeah.
So how are you guys getting in front of these different guys and really getting the word out about this? Because any guy would say, hey, you want to give me a checklist to give her that magical engagement? Because, you know, a lot of couples that have been together for a while, she's like, well, you better make it special. And there's a lot of pressure on there. And she wants it to be special, and she also wants you to surprise her, and she doesn't want to know it's coming. And that's a lot of difficult stuff to do.
Yes, it takes a lot of different vendors, and that's why I definitely encourage, you know, any man that's ready to take that step, or woman, you know, ready to take that step, to just get with a planner, you know. And as I stated, I am a proposal planner, you know, and there are a few out there, it is hard to kind of market and know where they are, but that is one of the things that we're working on as a company together. But it's very important to know that you need a planner, because there are a lot of elements that it takes to make a proposal happen, you know, so it's very important.
Well, walk me through the process. I mean, I did it, and I sort of just woke up one morning and said,
oh, no.
I said, all right, well, this is the perfect way to do it. And I got lucky, and I scored big with it, and it was really cool when she told all her friends. But how do you really do this for the guys?
Well, one of the things that I do is I always like to sit down and do a consultation. Mm-hmm. You know, so I found out, you know, how you met, what are some important things to her. You know, because the day is really about making her feel special and you presenting that to her. So we'll sit down, we'll talk about all of those elements, and then we'll put together a plan. And if we have to circle back around, you know, we kind of brainstorm together and figure out what is it that you want that moment to be for her. You know, so sometimes it may be, you know, a walk in the park or a picnic in the park, or it may be something as elaborate as, you know, renting out a restaurant.
Wow.
You know, and just having a personal chef to feed you guys, you know, throughout the evening. And then you able to, you know, get down on that one knee and ask that big question. Yeah.
I absolutely love that. You have to have a great story for me that tell me some of your success stories.
Well, one of the proposals that I did, it was on Mother's Day. And the event was set up as a Mother's Day brunch.
All right, so you masked it.
Exactly, correct. So we set it up like a Mother's Day brunch, and the daughter was actually hosting the event for her mother, who was going to be proposed to.
Okay.
So, of course, a lot of the women who were important in the mother's life were there, and that was, again, an important element throughout the consultation with the soon groom-to-be, that was important to him. So we set it up as a brunch. We had him to come downstairs because, of course, the bride wanted him to leave. You know, it was all about the women and
exactly.
The girls for the day. So he came down, and he said that he wanted to present her with her Mother's Day gift before he left. So we had some of his friends kind of tucked away and hiding in the kitchen area. So, of course, she couldn't see it because that was kind of draped off and things. So he came down, and we had her face into where she wouldn't be able to see all of the men come from around the corner to be able to actually see the proposal. So he came down, and he told her how important she was in his life and that he truly loved her, and he wanted to give her her gift. And her gift was a book.
Okay.
And inside of that book, we had made a little section in there and kind of cut out a few pages to where the ring was inside of the book. So when she first opened the book, there was a nice note from him, you know, and it was something very, you know, religious based because they, you know, were very religious couple. And she read the note, and then she flipped to the next page, and the ring was in there, and he got down on one knee, and everybody screamed and hollered.
Wow. Bill, don't you wish we had this around before we pop the question?
I tell you.
So it was a great experience for her, and they did a destination wedding, and it was amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
So do you carry it on, too? Do you also say, hey, you know, I did such a good job here, I can do the wedding for you, too, and it's just all keep it all in the family?
Well, of course, that is something that you want to propose, you know, to the couple, to let them know that those are services that you do provide. And, you know, if you do an amazing job for the proposal, then more than likely you're able to, you know, already have built that relationship with the couple. So more than likely you're going to get it.
Definitely.
Uh-huh.
I love that. So what are all the pieces that go in there that you offer that people wouldn't think about with the proposal? Do you have, like, people come in and film it or doing those kind of things for it?
We do. You can have a videographer, and you can also hire a photographer. I think that it's extremely important to capture those moments, you know, and Cindy is a photographer, and she's here
with us
today.
We're going to talk to her soon. I'm really excited to talk to Cindy.
Yes. So hopefully we will be working together soon on a proposal that we have coming up.
Definitely.
You know, the only thing that I wish I had when my husband proposed to me was pictures of it. I probably don't want them because I cried for like 30 minutes after it happened. But
well, I might put you on the spot. How did he do it? Did he do a good job?
You know, it was so funny because I knew something was up because we had been looking at rings. But we went. He was like, hey, you know what? Let's get dressed up and let's go somewhere nice for dinner. And okay. I was like, okay, that's weird because you don't ever want to dress up. So that was
one. So you're already on guard. You're like.
So we went to Raise on the River and we had a fabulous dinner. We both had dessert, which we never do. If we have one, we share it. But that was weird to me too. When we went out, we walked by the river and I kept thinking, okay, he's about to do it. Nothing.
So
we went home, back to his house, and we were sitting on the couch, and I was actually complaining that I shouldn't have had dessert, and I was too full, and I felt so uncomfortable. And he was like, oh, go get a Sprite. It'll make you feel better. And I was like, oh, get it for me. And he had said, no, you've got to go get it. He's like, you really need to put it over ice. That will make your stomach feel better. But the ice maker is broken. Open up the freezer. I was so mad. I'm arguing with him.
And two, you're
opened
like, I thought he was going to propose.
And the ring was sitting on the shelf in the freezer with all the ice.
The thing I'm seeing here is the unexpected thing. You sort of fool him. You put the smoke screen in. So, yeah. So, I did the same thing. So,
you know, he said he couldn't do it in public because he knew I would cry.
Well, yeah, definitely. I didn't do it in public either. I did it during the snowpocalypse, and I wrote it in the snow outside the window. We live in a loft. So then I was like, hey, there's a stray cat, and she loves cats. She's like, oh, we got to go save it. And it was right there. So
yeah, it's really important, you know, just like you said, you found her soft spot. You know that she loves cats. So, you know, it kind of guided her into that moment. And it's all about that, you know, finding those special moments and just putting it all together for that couple.
Definitely. And I can see if you sit down with someone, you're like, okay, what is she like? What are her special moments? I'm not sure. I met her a week ago. You're like, well, maybe. Think about it. All right. Well, thank you so much for being on. Give us your contact information for the listeners out there, how they can reach out, how the guys can really get in here, or how the girls can sort of lead their guys to you secretly. Is that a setup, too, where they sort of, like, leave the card out or the website up, and the guy sees it, and he's like, oh, this is a great idea.
Yes, we love hinting. We always throw hints, and you guys usually pick up on them after a few times. But my best contact would be my website, which is www.blusheventcompany.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being on.
Thank you.
Well, next up on Meeting Pros, we have Cindy Brown with Cindy and Sharon, same-sex wedding photographers. Welcome to the show, Cindy.
Thank you.
Well, I am so excited about this. This is a huge industry, the photography industry, and you always have to find your niche, really. And I think that that's really great. And I think a lot of same-sex couples, they're scared to go up, probably go through the wedding process because they're worried about being judged, which is horrible with such a beautiful event.
Right.
So how did you come up with this idea? How long have you been a photographer? Give me a little backstory on yourself.
Okay. I came up with the idea when I went to a workshop where it was a young married couple, straight couple, and they were selling themselves as wedding photographers in love. And so I thought, well, what if I sold myself as a gay wedding photographer in love or a same-sex wedding photographer in love, I suggested it to them. I said, maybe I'll take it this and take run this. With it this way, and they were actually appalled.
Well, what, who cares about that? But that's so brave of you. That's huge, and I'm sure you've got like just an outstanding, a lot of people probably come up to you and just say, thank you, this is great. We really love what you're doing for the community.
We do have that very often, very
definitely.
Often.
So walk me through this, how it is being a photographer in Atlanta, and just how have you built up your business over the years?
Okay. Well, my background, you had asked me earlier, I was a photojournalist for newspapers for many years.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yep. I'm not going to tell you how many, but many years. And then I was a professor of photojournalism.
Okay. And so you were falling down that traditional track.
Right, exactly. And then I went to divinity school. I have a master's of divinity.
Very cool.
Which is actually kind of going off the beaten track. And now...
Just makes you well-rounded.
Very well-rounded. And now I tell people I'm probably the most overeducated wedding photographer they will ever meet.
Well, that's a good thing, too, though. I mean, a lot of people go out there and they think, well, I can buy a fancy camera and pick it up, and if I take enough shots, I can get that right shot. But that's really not the case.
That is not the case, especially if you want somebody who can actually capture the moment. A lot of photographers who are new to the industry, it's fairly... common for them to learn how to pose photos.
Definitely.
So that they can make romantic-looking photographs in front of a background, and some people want those kinds of photos. That's not our target market.
Well, you have
market.
That photojournalist thing, yeah. So you can get in there and you can get that magical shot, but they don't have to stage it. It doesn't have to feel fake to them. They'll look back on that experience and go, wow, that was such a beautiful moment, and she caught it perfectly, and they can really chip in that. And I have to think that it's a real relief when you're going to these couples and you're photographing, because it's a really scary moment for them. They've got a lot of adversity with it as well. And then they know, well, my photographer understands. She understands where we're coming from. She's been there. And it's probably got to be a little bit of a therapist, too, to these people. They can come to you and be like, well, am I nervous about this or nervous about that? Because it really is, it's a different process.
It is a different process. And we find ourselves giving advice to couples about venues who are going to be welcoming, and also ministers. I have lots of minister friends since I went to seminary. We give them advice about other vendors that they can talk to, wedding planners who are going to be gay friendly, and we find that that they're so happy that they found somebody who can help them out.
Well, I think that's just a huge thing, just being able to come to you and you can give them a list of safe people. It's nerve-wracking enough, and I can tell you, just having to go and talk to different vendors as a guy and a girl, but at the same time, if I had to worry about the people judging me, I'm going in there to have the most beautiful day of my life, and I'm going to have a great experience, and I'm going to pay these people money to make that happen, and then have to be scared that they're going to judge me or say, well, we're not going to accept you. That'd be horrible. But having you there as sort of the guide down their path and making their day perfect, they don't have to really worry about that.
Yeah, we really like that we're able to do that. Even when somebody can't necessarily afford us to photograph their wedding, we'd like to be able to help them find the vendors who can be there for them and be safe for them to go to.
Well, definitely. And also, I can just imagine waking up and having this kind of passion and doing this. It's great. I bet you wake up with a smile on your face every day. You really enjoy it. You're helping change the world, and you're helping make people's dreams happen.
Yeah, we feel like we're actually documenting marriage equality one ceremony at a time.
Definitely. And then you can look back and I like 10 years from now, when no one cares about any of this stuff and it's all the norm, they can look back on it and say, you know what, you can tell your family, I made a difference here and there, and I was there during there. So
right. And I do have a proposal story of my own.
Yes, I'd love to hear
to tie it back in. My wife now, who was my partner at the time, had actually been married a couple of times before and didn't really want to get married. The idea of marriage was
really
like not at the top of her list.
It's not that important.
Yes. And so I really wanted to get married because this is the love of my life. And so we like to go hiking. And we were out on a hike, and I got down on my knee on the hiking trail to ask her to marry me, and she said yes, even though she was
there. Were a lot of tears,
a little bit.
She's like,
yes.
Oh. But I mean, but she loved you too, and she understood you wanted to go through that experience. She had done it, but that's something that you hadn't got to experience yet. And I'm sure you learned through that process. That was a trial, and it probably was difficult finding the right vendors to help you guys out. Or did she already have a list or know people? Or
well, actually, at the time, we lived in Mississippi. And
wow, so that must have been really tough.
It was. And it was before marriage was available anywhere in the country. We went for a civil union in Vermont, and I just got online and started looking up people.
People that, and I bet there's a lot of people, especially with the internet, people can be outspoken and you can really find out people, ideas and everything. So.
Yep. So we had a bagpiper that I found through the internet and a minister from a UU church in Vermont.
And I mean, and you probably had a good photographer come do that, because I mean, I'd be nervous for taking photos of a photojournalist's wedding. So,
yeah, I called a photojournalist.
Vermont, so you knew, you're like, hey,
yeah, to come and photograph the civil union.
Definitely. Well, what's next for you guys? What's on the horizon? What do you want to do? You want to turn this into a full just outlet? I could see this becoming a full wedding planning industry where you just collect all the friendly and safe event planners together and just having that one-stop shop for gay and lesbian couples.
We actually have talked about it with some friends in the industry, finding a way to put together packages with a gay-friendly venue, gay-friendly wedding planner, florist. And another thing that we've done, especially now while marriage is not legal in Georgia, is I've set up collaboration with photographers in other parts of the country who will photograph the actual wedding.
Okay.
And then we do the reception and put the photographs together in an album.
That's huge. That's really cool.
Yeah, so we have the elopement wedding album combination.
Well, I'm really excited about that. Well, for all the listeners out there that want to learn more and maybe reach out to you and go through that process, how would they contact you?
Okay. Our website is www.samesexweddingphotographers.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being on.
Thanks.
Well, Lori, you have to be exciting. You're coming in. You're going to be president soon. You've got great people like this in ISIS. Tell me a little bit about that. And I know TEP Catering, too. You've been doing that. I want to see how that's going.
You know what? It's all just so exciting, and it's that kind of time of the year where, you know, it's on both sides of my life. So ISIS is kind of, with the spring, is coming anew, and all the nominations are coming in for next year. And at TEP, we've got all of our brides that are coming in that are starting to have their weddings, and our corporate business, all the meetings are starting to happen. So there's just good stuff everywhere. And we're really excited about all of our upcoming ISIS programs that we have coming up. We've got a 101 scheduled, so if anybody wants to learn about ISIS, it's on May 6th at La Maison de la Bridal, so staying with the whole proposal wedding theme that we've got going today, which is just outside of Neiman Marcus at Lenox Square, and it'll be at 5:30 on May 6th. So
I'm
it's
sure
a great,
there'll be champagne, maybe.
There may be some. I know that there's going to be some tasty food, not from TEP, but just from other suggestions we have of contacts at La Maison. But it's a great way for people to come and learn about ISIS and find out how they can get involved, because, I mean, anybody at this table can speak to, we're all where we are today because of ISIS in a lot of ways, because of the network that we've built with other members of ISIS.
Well, definitely. And Ashley, I'm going to talk to you and Cindy just in a little bit how ISIS has really helped you guys form your business. And we'll just start with you, Ashley. How has ISIS helped you out throughout the years and really helped your business grow?
Well, you know, Cindy and I have been talking about, you know, our industry Rolodex, which is extremely important. And I think that ISIS has really allowed me to make great connections. And a lot of my top preferred vendors that I use for my events are ISIS members. And they really come together as a family. And it's very much family-based. You know, sometimes you can be a part of an association and it's a little cliquish, or, you know, you kind of don't feel welcome.
Yeah.
I've always felt welcome. And I think that that is an important part of it. And with associations, I tell people, be active. You know, it's really important for you to get involved and get on a committee and be a part of the happenings of that association to really get the benefits.
Well, definitely. I mean, this is a proof right here. Venerac, it's so much fun and everyone's doing stuff and people are learning stuff at the same time. Cindy, what have you really got out of ISIS that you can really tell our listeners about?
Well, very much like Ashley, I've made lots of great connections, made lots of really good friends. One of the connections I've made through ISIS, an ISIS member introduced me to the folks at the Academy of Medicine, which is where we're going to have our next ISIS event.
Okay.
And through that connection, I have photographed several weddings there that have come as a referral from the Academy. So it's like a second-generation referral, but that's really part of what happens when you network. It's not only the people you meet in the ISIS events, it's also the people they can introduce you to.
Definitely. That's so huge. Well, Bill and Lori, this has been such a great show. Bill, you want to tell what's going on with your company real fast? I know I've been hogging the mic over here. You've been nice enough just to let me talk. So,
sure. A celebration with music. Well, we're coming into probably the busiest time of the year that we have, which is our May calendar. And it's a combination of end-of-year school events, several weddings, a couple of corporate things, and starting off our summer season. It's also the first month of the year where it's warm enough to get out the big, giant jumbo screen that we have, the portable inflatable screen that's 26
we talked about that last time.
Yeah, 26 feet wide, 14 feet high. And the first thing we do during May, oddly enough, is not movies with it, but senior nights on the green, where we go into a football field at a high school, and the senior classes the night before graduation, the night before their rehearsals,
yeah,
they're coming out with their families, and just there's some games out there. They're coming with picnics with their families.
That's the last time they're going to be on the field.
Exactly. And one of the reasons we're out there is not only are we providing music and PA system and services for the school, but the senior classes have put together 15, 20, 25-minute slideshows of the whole year in review, and the entire family with their senior class, they just get to sit there and go through what it's been like to be at that school.
That's such a great experience right there, I can tell you. So,
it's a beautiful thing, and I think it's when it finally starts to hit home for the kids and their families that, hey, this is the end of their formal K through 12 education, and a great majority of them head off to college starting in the fall.
Well, I bet it was a huge joy for you to be able to come in here. Everything's already set up. You just got to sit down on a mic today, and you didn't have to do any work.
You know, my former radio career, I'm usually schlepping stuff through the rain, 4 a.m. remotes and 15-degree weather. I just come in here, sit at a mic, and this is so fantastic.
Exactly. Well, thank you, everyone, for coming on. Before we wrap up, let's get contact information for ISIS for people that want to come out and be members and get to enjoy events like this.
So if you want to check us out, you can visit our local site at www.isisatlanta.com. If you're ready to join, www.isis.com has all of your answers. And starting May 1st, we've got our membership drive, so you can save the $50 application fee if you join in May.
Okay, well, that is huge. And everyone that's listening on their phones here at Eventeract, go to the gathering tonight. I think it starts at, what, 6?
Starts at 6 o'clock. TEP will be one of the caterers with a fabulous 80 food station. We'll
exactly. And they have great food. It's going to be a really fun event. You can still buy tickets for it now. And it really is the after party and networking event after Eventeract. So you can take everything you learned today, go talk to people about it. I think I'll be dancing.
Well, I've heard that the cover band that's playing is going to be fabulous.
I do too. But we're going to keep that on wraps, so you actually have to go check them out over
there
at the gathering.
But you're not going to hear them anywhere else.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for being on today. This is Kevin Finn for all our guests today and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you next week on Meeting Pros.